This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
It may seem strange in talking from a message from 1 Timothy about relationships and family to talk about hell. You're going to say, why would he talk about hell talking about family? Why would he talk about hell talking about relationships on earth? For this reason, there's a reason. One family expert years ago said that the average family is one of three things. Average family, extended family relationships, either a blessing, a nuisance, or hell on earth. And that may seem strong, it may sound overly simplistic, but you know what? I think he's right. For a lot of people, family relationships and even extended family relationships are either a blessing, a nuisance at best, or a hell on earth. And so I am going to begin by talking about hell, for some words about hell from Max Lucado. He writes this: if there is no hell, then God is not just. If there's no punishment of sin, heaven is apathetic toward the rapists and the pillagers and the mass murderers of society. If there is no hell, God is blind toward the victims and has turned his back on those who pray for relief. If there is no wrath toward evil, then God is not love, for love hates that which is evil. Would you listen to that again? Love hates that which is evil. As much as we resist the idea, isn't the absence of hell even worse? In the end, God saves those who want to be saved and dismisses those who don't. Hell is living outside of God's will. Hell is living outside of God's love. God sends out Valentine's Day cards every day, every moment, to people announcing his love for them. They are returned to sender, rejected. People prefer the love of the world. Hell is living outside eternal productivity. Only eternal things enter eternity. You, me, and the souls with us. Hell is outside of God's blessing. Hell is outside of God's illumination. The most common description of hell is darkness. Hell is about separation, being outside of God. And then Max ends with this line: I know. It's a dreadful thought. I know. It's a dreadful thought. I want to talk about relationships today in light of what I just read from the book of 1 Timothy. Today, the blueprint for the family, fifth chapter, for relationships, beginning at verse 1, just 8 verses, goes like this. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents. For this is pleasing to God. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives. Give the people these instructions too, so that no one may be open to blame. And then this frightening verse, the last verse I'll read today, verse 8. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Can you imagine saying that? If somebody doesn't provide for his relatives, especially those in his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.